Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending November 8th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Academic staff at UTEC returned to work. After being on strike for almost 2 weeks, the academic staff of the University of Technology, UTEC, agreed to return to their jobs and to give the university additional time to address outstanding payments in order to avoid disruption at the institution with examinations pending. The staff went on strike due to non-payment of retroactive salaries. Meeting with the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, the staff decided to return to work to give the university management time to pay the retroactive salary payments. Government gives approval to $1.7 billion for health facility security. Contracts totaling $1.7 billion were approved by Jamaica's cabinet in order to ensure security at the nation's health facilities under the purview of the Southeast Regional Health Authority. The contracts will run for 3 years. Carl Samuda, Jamaican Minister without portfolio, responsible for education, youth, and information, made the announcement of funding of contracts with several security firms that will each be responsible for specific areas and hospitals across the island. This week's Caribbean news. Tourism growth in Caribbean over twice the global average. According to the Barbadian-based Caribbean Tourism Organization, CTO, the number of tourist arrivals in the region rose by 9.7% in the first 6 months of 2019, compared with the same period in 2018. Dominique Fedi, chair of the CTO, remarked that this was over twice the average global growth rate of 4.4%. Caribbean tourist arrivals represented strong showings by both United States and Canadian visitors. The European market, however, remained flat. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Dancehall artist Shaggy recognized at Boston Veterans Day event. Shaggy, a Jamaican dancehall icon, was honored in Boston, Massachusetts at a Veterans Day dinner along with other United States Marine veterans of the Gulf War who were recognized for their service. The charitable event was hosted by Hanscom Federal Credit Union and Homebase at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum. The musician, who's 51 years old, has often cited his experience in the U.S. military as one of the major factors that made him who he is today. Shaggy, whose real name is Orval Burrell, moved to the U.S. from Jamaica when he was 18 and enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1988, serving as a field artillery cannon crewman in the field artillery battery of the 10th Marine Regiment during the Persian Gulf War. This week's business news. Multi-destination arrangement between Jamaica and Panama planned. Jamaica and Panama have agreed to create a multi-destination arrangement as one element in plans to strengthen tourist relationships between the two nations. A multi-destination arrangement refers to a tourist strategy designed to enhance the product offerings of the destinations involved and to allow for improved air connections between the markets. The agreement was announced by Jamaican Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett and Panama's Minister of Tourism Ivan Alfaro following a meeting held at the World Travel Market in London. Jamaica's Tourist Board and Panama's Tourism Authority are scheduled to meet to finalize the arrangement's details by January of 2020. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Dancehall Roll Call recording honors music legends. The recording artists, Sarge Kingston and Fire Torch, felt there is a lack of respect given to the foundation reggae and dancehall musicians and what they contributed to Jamaica's music. In response to their concerns, the duo recorded Dancehall Roll Call, which is how they are expressing their thanks to the Foundation artists for their music and for their inspiration. Kingston said the song is meant to acknowledge veteran artists who have paved the way. This week's sports news. Jamaican named Conference Swimmer of the Week. Jamaican Annabella Lynn received the Conference Swimmer of the Week award. Lynn, who attends Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania, began her move toward the conference award in a meet against Ursinus College, the defending conference champions, on November 2, 2019. She took second place in the 200-yard freestyle in a time of 1.56.06 seconds, which was faster than her previous time as a freshman. She again took second in the 100-yard freestyle and then took the top spot in the 500-yard freestyle. Her performance in the 400-yard freestyle relay ensured that her team would be victorious. Swarthmore, and now the new conference champions. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.